Hello, friend. Welcome back to Life Coach BFF Show. I'm your host, Heather Petty, and you're just in time for episode number 164. I'm so happy you're here. Today, we're talking about self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is about fully embracing who you are, flaws and all. It's about recognizing your strengths, acknowledging your imperfections, and loving yourself unconditionally. It's realizing you don't have to meet anyone else's expectations or standards. With Christ, you are enough just as you are. Life Coach BFF Show with me, your friend Heather, because we all need a BFF to take this journey called life with. This is a podcast for midlife women who want to remain sane and find joy. We're living with purpose and determination to get all the goody out of life because I believe God made the goody for His people, you and me. So hop aboard this train of intention, come and sit on my porch and rest, or pop in your earbuds and let's take a walk together. I'm just so grateful you're here. I was talking with a friend this morning on the phone, and she mentioned visiting her college son last weekend. They were out in the sunshine, having the best time, and then all of a sudden, he started making fun of her shoes. She said he was relentless, just teasing her on and on. And finally, I just said, "What kind of shoes were these?" And she said, "Oh, they were a brand that are common with younger people, not necessarily with our age to wear." And she said, "You know, normally comments like that in the past would have made me question my choices." And she said, "But for some reason, right now, in this moment, in this time in my life, I feel freer than I've ever felt before." She said, "I feel better about myself than I ever have." And I just thought, wow. I mean, just to hear her say that, it just energized me. She said that, you know, comments like that in the past would have made her question her choices, but now she is unfazed. I think age plus confidence makes a world of difference. Just think about how she would have felt if she was 12 years old and someone had teased her about her shoes. I will never forget a time when I was in the sixth grade at Washington School in Greenville, Mississippi, and an underclassman, I think he was in the fifth grade, made a comment about my nose. I can't remember his name, but I will never forget what he said and how it made me feel. We were at the annual Harvest Fun Festival. I looked forward to it every year. My mother would volunteer. She would cook spaghetti, so we would spend hours there for the preparation. Was so much fun. And I remember passing him under a covered walkway and he stopped me. And I remember not knowing who he was. And he said, "Are you Italian?" And I said, "No." I had no idea why he was asking me that. And I said, "No, why?" And he said, "Because you have a really big nose." Talk about taking the wind out of my sail. I was heartbroken. Middle school is a time when you are the least comfortable with your appearance, probably in your entire life. I remember trying to hold it together until I got home. Then I got home and I cried my eyes out. I was so sad, so upset. What he didn't know is that a few years prior, I had broken my nose on the balance beam doing a back handspring. I missed the beam and I went face first, right on the beam. It had not healed properly, so I did have a raised area on my nose. It had never bothered me before his comment, ever. I had not even given it a second thought until then. Talk about having to move into self-acceptance. I had to learn to feel good about myself despite my crooked nose. Due to sinus issues, I had multiple infections over the years after that. I had to have surgery in college to correct all of my issues, but my nose is still not perfect, and that's okay. One idea I think that we have to be aware of when we're in our 40s, 50s, and beyond is not becoming so self-accepting that we become complacent. It's important that we are confident in who we are, but we must continue to grow. We don't want to become stagnant. That's not fun for anyone. And I recently heard Marsha Warfield, an actress who played Roz Russell on the show Night Court. I don't know if you remember that show. I used to love to watch that. I heard her say, "Don't grow old gracefully, grow old bodaciously." How fun. In other words, be someone people enjoy. So keep growing. Don't stop. Keep trying new things. Keep investigating. Be inquisitive. Be curious. And enjoy your life. There are always pivotal moments in our lives that we have these times of epiphany that completely change who we are, like the one that I just mentioned. I was at a gathering a few years ago with the sweetest group of friends, and I was obviously dressed much more conservative than the rest of the group. One friend said this. She said, "I love how you don't feel pressure to dress like the rest of us and you wear exactly what you want to." They were all looking amazing in their bathing suits, and I looked more like I was headed to play pickleball. What I realized then, though, by her comment was that by me not conforming and just being myself, I was giving her permission and the freedom to be herself around me. When we accept ourselves as we are, then we are much more accepting of others. If we are in the habit of criticizing ourselves, putting ourselves down all the time, then we are more apt to criticize the people around us. Yuck! Who wants to spend time criticizing others? I want to always be so busy working on myself and encouraging the people around me that I leave zero time to pick someone else apart. I have a coaching client. We'll say her name is Amber. She's come a long way. I'm so proud of her. She owns a small business and she is very, very talented. But the only problem is that people don't know her business exists. We've discussed what it would feel like for her to go on social media, make a video to introduce herself and her business, and present her amazing desserts for all to see. But she says she can't until she loses weight. Amber is a beautiful woman, and we are working on a self-accepting mindset. That's our main focus and what we talk about right now when we meet. There are two kinds of self-acceptance. There is a self-acceptance, which is a macro. I don't need to change anything about myself because I'm just fine. And there is a self-acceptance that is truly accepting whatever is happening at the moment. When we do this, we accept that there are steps we need to take to improve upon if there is something we need to change. With Amber, she has decided to accept that she needs to set goals and make a plan to change her weight, which is ultimately what is holding her back. Those are realistic expectations she has set for herself. And as a coach, she is meeting with me to provide accountability and stay focused on the things that are important to her in her life right now. I want to add this. You need to always give yourself permission to let go of unrealistic standards. You know, the ones society throws at us about how we should look, act, or be. Not everyone is going to agree with you or love everything you do, and that's okay. Some will be critical, which will be a great reminder to you not to be critical of others. Let them be themselves, and you keep being the best version of you no matter what anyone else says or does. Also, it's important to practice gratitude for all that your body and mind have carried you through. Take a moment each day to appreciate your body's resilience and the wisdom that comes with each passing year. Now, let's talk about self-talk. I love to talk about self-talk. You know, that little voice in your head that loves to nitpick and criticize you to death. It's time to show it to the door. Send it out. Tell it to go away. Replace those negative thoughts with words of kindness and encouragement. Treat yourself like you would your best friend with love, compassion, and unwavering support. I want you to surround yourself with people who lift you up and celebrate your uniqueness. Seek out friends and communities that embrace authenticity and encourage you to shine your brightest. Remember, friend, you are worthy of love and belonging exactly as you are. So let's welcome every beautiful, messy, imperfect part of who you are. I just want to thank you for being here with me, spending this time with me. If you haven't already, go sign up to receive announcements on upcoming events, future newsletters, and special offers. I will put the link in my notes below or on the show notes in the podcast. I also hang out on Instagram at HeatherPetty_ and Facebook at HeatherPetty1, LinkedIn at just Heather Petty. I'm so excited to stay connected with you. And if you get a few moments, message and let me know of topics or people you would like to hear about or from. We have some great shows coming up, so meet me back here. Tap the plus sign if you're listening on your podcast platform at the right-hand corner to subscribe so you will never miss out on another conversation on YouTube. Subscribe below. If you enjoyed this episode and know someone who could benefit, please share, because we all know sharing is caring. Remember who you are. Remember who you belong to. Keep shining. I love you. Jesus loves you even more. I cannot wait to be with you again soon. Take care. A message from our legal team. I'm a coach, not a therapist. Always seek the support of a therapist for clinical mental health issues.